Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are outside of ATIA Orlando. We prefer to do our interviews outside, I think. We're here with Jeremy Curry, Director of Training for GW Micro, and, of course, talking about all things GW Micro, WindowEyes included.
Hey, thanks for having me here today, JJ.
Sure. First of all, the most recent announcement that just came out yesterday is the BookSense and the support for the System Access Mobile Network. So why don't you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, we're going to have a new firmware here in the upcoming future. It hasn't been released just yet, but we're showing it off here at ATIA. And you can use SamNet from Serotech to be able to download and listen to audio describe movies on the BookSense. So it's really cool. I even downloaded Curious George because I thought my nieces and nephews might like to be able to listen to that and hear how those audio description services work. So there's lots of different things to choose from, and the BookSense will play all those audio describe movies and TV shows and all those things you can get from SamNet.
Sure. And that's free. Of course, SamNet has a subscription service.
Correct, right. Yeah, the firmware for the BookSense will be free, and then, like you said, SamNet has the subscription service you'll have to subscribe to.
Okay. What else is new in BookSense version 2, which came out a little while ago?
Well, we've got support for recording for the blind and dyslexic. That's been a big one, especially for people in schools, primary, secondary, and post-secondary education. And there's been a lot of enhancements, a lot of stability fixes. There's been some hotkey changes. We've really been monitoring the lists and we've been listening to what a lot of our customers wanted, and we've tried to adapt the user interface to make it even easier than it was before. So those are some of the big things that we've done in 2.0.
What's the future of the BookSense? Of course, now there's talk of the BookPort Plus coming out. Do you anticipate continued development on the BookSense, or is there just going to be waiting for a BookSense 2?
Well, there's some things I'd like to tell you, and then there's some things I can't tell you. So
sure.
It's one of those things that I think you might have to just kind of wait it out, and
sure.
We'll be able to talk more about some of that stuff in the future.
Sure. Now, of course, WindowEyes 7.1 came out a few months ago, but I'm sure you're working on whatever would be next, WindowEyes 8, I assume?
Or? Yeah, WindowEyes 8. So basically every time a version of WindowEyes goes out the door, we're immediately working on the next version. And so WindowEyes 8 will add support for ARIA, the Accessible Rich Internet Applications, or commonly known as Web 2.0. It used to be known as Accessible DHTML. So it's going to add that. There's going to be some other things that are going to be very intriguing to make WindowEyes even more user-friendly, such as a new user interface, which I won't say a whole lot about, but
right.
just to give you some info of what's coming. But there's going to be a lot of other added items to it, but it's not much I can talk about right now just because
sure.
we're still under development and we're still moving that direction. But just give people a heads up. It's going to be a very exciting upgrade.
What about some of the other accessibility frameworks like iAccessible 2 and Adobe Air?
Yeah, IA2, we're going to shoot to support that, as well as UIA from Microsoft. So some of those we've already supported inside of Windows 7. For those who don't know, some of the list views inside of Windows Explorer now use UI automation, and so we had to change some of those even in WindowEyes 7, but a lot of that's going to be added as well in WindowEyes 8.
Is WindowEyes 8 going to be the next version that comes out? Or?
There's actually going to be a WindowEyes 7.2 that'll be shipping.
Okay.
I don't know when that's going to be shipping, but that'll be out obviously before WindowEyes 8 is.
Right. That would make sense. Is that going to be a free update?
Yeah.
And what's going to be in that?
Well, I guess you'll just stay tuned and find out, JJ.
Well, we have already seen this the Eloquence patch.
That's true. There's Eloquence patch. We also just released a script for Windows Live Mail. It had some good accessibility out of the box, but we wanted to make some enhancements to it as well to make some graphics speak better and some other things. So those scripts are out there as well. So we're just trying to do some cleanup, and of course there's Office 2010 stuff that we're trying to get out there as well before WindowEyes 8, so that we had access to that. So there are some things coming
sure.
down the pipeline even before WindowEyes 8 will ship when we release the 7.2 version.
How do you feel scripting is developing as far as, now it's been around for a little over a year and the community is starting to grow a little bit, we're still waiting for support for some of the major applications, especially music applications.
Yeah, there's some. There's a lot of work going on in the background. I mean, there's been a tremendous. In my view, there's been a tremendous explosion of what's taken place. We put it out there with our open language scripting with any language that supports comm automation. There have been a lot of scripts added since then. We just released a Word Nav script, which will allow you to jump to things like headings and grammar errors and spelling errors and things of that nature. There's lots and lots of different things, almost like a virtual browse mode for it. As far as music applications, I know that's something very, very big. And we have some secret projects we're working on right now that I think will really surprise everyone once we get some of those out the door. So scripting is really taking off. Like you said, the community is definitely growing, and I think it's going to continue to grow.
Sure.
And that's it's going to lead to a lot more accessibility and a lot more programs than we've ever had before.
How does some of the more recent developments, the advancement of the free NVDA, as well as perhaps Serotek's $9.95 a month plan for the middle of the bundle, how does that affect your going future, your pricing structure, et cetera?
Well, while those products are good, I mean, I still think WindowEyes exhibits a whole lot of power. Some of the issues you have with a free screen reader are one of the things that we pride ourselves on is good support, and it comes into play when you talk about trying to install something that's free versus something that's purchased. You're going to obviously have a lot more support with something that's purchased rather than something that's just given to you, because if you're not bringing in any money, it's very difficult to support a product. So I think that it's good that those products continue to come out, and they had some interesting innovations, which also pushes us to be more competitive as well. But I still think we're on the forefront of screen reading technology, and you're seeing a lot of those improvements come out, not even in having to wait for a new version, but even in some of the scripts that we release periodically and some of these small patches we release as well.
Sure. With the release of the book sense, moving on to another topic, there's been a lot of discussion here and there about the voice sense and voice sense plus and the braille sense, and how there hasn't been a lot of updates for it lately. Is there plans for the future?
There's definitely plans for the future. In fact, there will probably be an upgrade coming out here within, I don't want to give a time frame, but here soon.
Right.
And so that's something that we definitely have slated to work on. There's lots of things that we want to improve. I don't know that I can give you specifics on that just yet.
But right.
There's definitely going to be an upgrade, and there are definitely things we want to add and continue to improve in those products as well.
And I'm certain the GPS software would come along with that.
That's right. And there are some new things coming along with that as well. So there's lots and lots of things. I guess I'd stay tuned for more this year, because there's going to be a lot of new and exciting stuff coming out from GW Micro.
Sure. What about the low vision products? You have you've released some new magnifiers.
Yeah, we released a SenseView Lite last year, which is the first portable CCTV to have what's called an OLED screen, or an organic light emitting diode screen.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your standard monitors that you get with a computer these days come with an LCD or a liquid crystal display. And OLED is the latest technology. It's actually newer than what most flat screens exhibit right now, most flat screen TVs that you would purchase like in a Best Buy. And what it does is, instead of having crystals actually chase around and try and emit light, this has about six different carbon-based molecules basically stuffed in between two pieces of glass. Mm-hmm. So what that means for the end user is you get a brighter, crisper, clearer picture, and you have an unlimited viewing angle. So, for example, an LCD, if you look at it off to the side for a sighted person, the image starts to disappear. But
right.
Since this is basically self-light emitting, that doesn't happen with an OLED. So it's kind of interesting, because usually mainstream is ahead of assistive technology, and in this instance, it's been one of the few cases where assistive technology is actually ahead of mainstream technology, because after we introduced it, we started to see that Nikon was introducing an OLED camera. For those that have seen commercials with Ashton Kutcher, they've been promoting that. And some of the flat-screen TVs haven't moved to it yet, but I'm sure they will, because this uses much less energy. It's much, again, it's much brighter, clearer,
sure.
More colors. So it's been interesting to see that whole thing project develop.
Have you given much thought as far as the supporting? There's been a movement in the Braille displays as supporting them as a human interface device. Is that something you guys have considered, try to make them more of a standard for Braille displays?
I don't know how much I can say on this front, but there's been lots of discussion with Braille displays recently.
Yes.
as you know, WindowEyes doesn't require require Braille display manufacturers to pay us an annual fee or anything like that, which makes
right.
using Braille displays much easier, much more effective with WindowEyes. So it's definitely one of the best alternatives, probably the best alternative for anybody that wants to use a Braille display. I should say best option, not best alternative. But for those who have maybe been using a competing screen reader, it's the best alternative if their Braille display no longer works
sure.
with what they're using now.
So. Okay. How can people get in contact with GW Micro?
They can go to our website at www.gwmicro.com. They can also call us at 260-489-3671. We've got local dealers all over the country, so you're welcome to contact one of those as well. You can also email us for support questions at support@gwmicro.com or for sales questions at sales@gwmicro.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Jeremy. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, JJ.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long,